Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvelous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and stars in the night, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arms outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
Through the desert, his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendor he slew, for his love endures forever.
Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever.
He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant, their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever.
And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven, give thanks, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
God, our Creator, how wonderfully you made man. You transformed dust into your own image and gave it a share in your own nature. Yet you are more wonderful in pardoning the man who had rebelled against you. Grant that where sin has abounded, grace may more abound, so that we can become holier through forgiveness and be more grateful to you.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
I have known tribulations and distress,
but in your commands I have found consolation.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "Observe the month of Abib by keeping the Passover of the Lord your God, since it was in the month of Abib that he brought you by night out of Egypt. You shall offer the Passover sacrifice from your flock or your herd to the Lord your God in the place which he chooses as the dwelling place of his name.
You shall not eat leavened bread with it. For 7 days you shall eat with it only unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, that you may remember as long as you live the day of your departure from the land of Egypt. For in frightened haste you left the land of Egypt. Nothing leavened may be found in all your territory for 7 days, and none of the meat which you sacrificed on the evening of the first day shall be kept overnight for the next day. You may not sacrifice the Passover in any of the communities which the Lord your God gives you, only at the place which he chooses as the dwelling place of his name, and in the evening at sunset, on the anniversary of your departure from Egypt, shall you sacrifice the Passover. You shall cook and eat it at the place the Lord your God chooses. Then in the morning you may return to your tents. For 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh there shall be a solemn meeting in honor of the Lord your God. On that day you shall not do any sort of work. You shall count off 7 weeks, computing them from the day when the sickle is first put to the standing grain. You shall then keep the Feast of Weeks in honor of the Lord your God, and the measure of your own free will offering shall be in proportion to the blessing the Lord your God has bestowed on you. In the place which the Lord your God chooses as the dwelling place of his name, you shall make merry in his presence, together with your son and daughter, your male and female slave, and the Levite who belongs to your community, as well as the alien, the orphan, and the widow among you. Remember that you too were once slaves in Egypt, and carry out these statutes carefully. You shall celebrate the Feast of Booths for 7 days, when you have gathered in the produce from your threshing floor and winepress. You shall make merry at your feast, together with your son and daughter, your male and female slave, and also the Levite, the alien, the orphan, and the widow who belong to your community. For 7 days you shall celebrate this pilgrim feast in honor of the Lord your God, in the place which he chooses, since the Lord your God has blessed you in all your crops and in all your undertakings. You shall do naught but make merry. 3 times a year, then, every male among you shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Booths. No one shall appear before the Lord empty-handed, but each of you with as much as he can give, in proportion to the blessings which the Lord your God has bestowed on you. Your feast must be a time of rejoicing for you and your son and your daughter, for the Levite too and the stranger, for the orphan and the widow.
And then the Lord will bless you and fill you with joy.
See, even now, over the mountain, the messenger of good tidings comes. Peace, he cries out. Rejoice, Judah, and celebrate your feasts.
And then the Lord will bless you and fill you with joy.
From a Treatise on Virgins by St. Ambrose, Bishop. Today is the birthday of a virgin. Let us imitate her purity. It is the birthday of a martyr. Let us offer ourselves in sacrifice. It is the birthday of St. Agnes, who is said to have suffered martyrdom at the age of 12. The cruelty that did not spare her youth shows all the more clearly the power of faith in finding one so young to bear it witness. There was little or no room in that small body for a wound. Though she could scarcely receive the blow, she could rise superior to it. Girls of her age cannot bear even their parents' frowns, and, pricked by a needle, weep as for a serious wound. Yet she shows no fear of the blood-stained hands of her executioners. She stands undaunted by heavy, clanking chains. She offers her whole body to be put to the sword by fierce soldiers. She is too young to know of death, yet is ready to face it. Dragged against her will to the altars, she stretches out her hands to the Lord in the midst of the flames, making the triumphant sign of Christ the Victor on the altars of sacrilege. She puts her neck and hands in iron chains, but no chain can hold fast her tiny limbs. A new kind of martyrdom. Too young to be punished, yet old enough for a martyr's crown. Unfitted for the contest, yet effortless in victory. She shows herself a master in valor, despite the handicap of youth. As a bride, she would not be hastening to join her husband with the same joy she shows as a virgin on her way to punishment, crowned not with flowers, but with holiness of life, adorned not with braided hair, but with Christ himself. In the midst of tears, she sheds no tears herself. The crowds marvel at her recklessness in throwing away her life untasted, as if she had already lived life to the full. All are amazed that one not yet of legal age can give her testimony to God. So she succeeds in convincing others of her testimony about God, though her testimony in human affairs could not yet be accepted. What is beyond the power of nature, they argue, must come from its creator. What menaces there were from the executioner to frighten her? What promises made to win her over? What influential people desired her in marriage? She answered, "To hope that any other will please me does wrong to my spouse. I will be his who first chose me for himself. Executioner, why do you delay? If eyes that I do not want can desire this body, then let it perish." She stood still. She prayed. She offered her neck. You could see fear in the eyes of the executioner, as if he were the one condemned. His right hand trembled. His face grew pale as he saw the girl's peril, while she had no fear for herself. One victim, but a twin martyrdom, to modesty and to religion. Agnes preserved her virginity and gained a martyr's crown.
Let us keep the feast of Saint Agnes by recalling all that she suffered.
While still so young, she overcame death and found true life.
For the giver of life was her only love.
While still so young, she overcame death and found true life.
Almighty, ever-living God, who chose what is weak in the world to confound the strong, mercifully grant that we who celebrate the heavenly birthday of your martyr, Saint Agnes, may follow her constancy in the faith, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.